Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
McKinnon is in at running back. First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown. Kansas City. McCole Hardman. McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side. A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game. 25-22. And the Chiefs Kingdom has started its own history class. Because for the first time in 6,944
days. You know what? We found the call that doesn't sound good with Stone Cold Steve Austin. We found it. I think the bit's dead. I think like that killed it. So someone on YouTube chimed in and said they wanted to hear the Chiefs Super Bowl call from a couple years ago. What? Oh, it was Reed? Okay. Like they wanted to hear the call with Stone Cold and, okay, like, you know.
And for the first time,
it is an embarrassing call for Mitch Holtis. Embarrassing. And as I've said before, you know what? I don't want to relitigate this again. I actually apologize for the last 60 seconds of content we brought you, Jake. Let's bring it moved back up. I was so I think the bit might be killed. I think like that might have killed the bit. We move on. We'll see. Hey, Jake, can we play the music, please? The Lions and the Browns in Detroit, Femi. Honestly, that probably would have been better. Jake, what do we have here?
The Lions and the Browns. We actually have some movement with this game. Right now, this BetMGM market is at 10. I see some other places at 9.5, but we were hanging out 8.5, 9 earlier this morning. Then we got all the way to 10 everywhere else. And at 10, that was the buy point on the Cleveland Browns. So BetMGM is still 10. If you like Cleveland, BetMGM is your home to go ahead and do it. But there's other sports books around the country that have gone down to 9.5. As for the total, it was 45.5 a couple days ago. Now it's down to 44.5. So money coming in on Cleveland at the key number of 10. Total still expected to be a lower scoring game. At 10, maybe Cleveland, but I just don't want to bet this.
We don't know how injured this offensive line is though, right, with Cleveland.
No, we don't know how. Like, that's the big thing. Like Conklin got hurt in the game. DeJuan Jones, I believe he's going to be missing this game for sure. Yeah, he's on IR, yeah. So, like, the Cleveland offensive line, like, that's in shambles. Like, let's get a more clear injury report on that before we, like, look to dive into the Cleveland Browns. But if this O-line's banged up, good luck with that one. Because, like, Detroit will run them out of the building.
I did say yesterday on the show that I liked Cleveland at the – I haven't bet it. Like, the Browns stuff with the offensive line is not great. Let's see how this develops over the course of the week. If they have no offensive line, they're not going to be able to score against the Lions defense. And it doesn't matter how good the Browns defense is going to be. They're going to be in big trouble. Just to get this into the show, we did see Hawks Cardinals already. This news came down moments ago. Devin Witherspoon and Julian Love are both off the injury report for Seattle. Both will play tomorrow night. Full go for the Seahawks on the road in Arizona against the Cardinals. Femi, what about the Panthers and the Patriots in New England? The Super Bowl 38 rematch the world has been waiting for.
A great game that was, man. Points just in the second and the fourth quarter. Hell of a game. But this one, we have seen a little bit of movement early in the week, going from 4.5 to 5.5 on the New England Patriots. But since then, we have been static. The total also sitting at 43. Now, the big news with this game is the injuries to Teterola McMillan on Carolina, and of course Christian Gonzalez, which we have been tracking since week one of the regular season. On the T-Mac side, he's dealing with a calf injury, not at practice today, but he said that he expects to play on Sunday, so it should be all good there for the rookie stud wide receiver for the Panthers. For New England, Christian Gonzalez, they're expecting to ramp him up this week. Practice limited all last week, they ended up holding him back. I'm guessing that he's going to play in this game. Nick, like, I don't know what your read is on this one. I'm assuming he's going to be out there since this is kind of the ramp-up week, but once again, he hasn't really practiced in full since July when he hurt his hamstring. So New England money's been going there. I like New England quite a bit. Bet 4.5 earlier this week. I would still bet 5.5. If you haven't bet this one, I think anything under 6 is good for the Patriots.
I agree. We talked about it on Monday. Femi and I both like the New England Patriots. Femi, what about the Giants and the Chargers at MetLife? Jackson Dart will make his first NFL start. Malik Nabers, no practice today on Wednesday. What do we got with the Giants and the Bolts?
Yeah, so we're sitting at 6.5. This was 5.5, then to 6, now it's 6.5. So I think a lot of people have been anticipating a potential Jackson Dart start, first start for him in his NFL career, going up against a really good defense. The total, that's kind of been bouncing back and forth, 45.5 down to 43.5, now back up to 44. I would anticipate this is a lower scoring game. That's how the market's been betting it. I have no real opinion on this one. I think all outcomes are on the table once you put in a new quarterback for the New York Giants.
Subjectively, I think the Giants can keep this game a little bit closer than the betting market thinks. And I think, obviously, Dart's going to draw all the headlines. I do think the Giants' pass rush can impact Justin Herbert the way like the Broncos' defense did last week, or at least close to that. If I had to bet the game, and I don't know if I will, I would actually take the points with the Giants. Eagles and the Bucs on Sunday, Femi, in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, right now Philadelphia holding as a 3.5-point favorite. This was 3 at open, got bet out to 3.5. Of course, Mike Evans not going to be playing in the game for the Buccaneers. That's a 3 to 4 week hamstring injury that he's dealing with. But on the good side for Tampa is that they will be getting back likely both Chris Godwin and Tristan Wirfs. Those guys have been dealing with injuries from the offseason, Wirfs to training camp. Godwin, of course, all the way back to last season. If all goes well this week, reportedly they will play on Sunday. The big one for Philly to keep in mind: Lane Johnson with a neck injury. He says he's good. It was just a stinger, but just want to go ahead and put that out there. I think for me, if it ever got back to 3, I'd bet Philly at 3.5. I think we're just good here, and there's nothing to do.
I did, as I said earlier in the week, lay Philly -3. We'll see if I come back on the Eagles at all, but I do like the Eagles as the side in this game. Rams and the Colts on Sunday in Los Angeles. Fascinating game. What do we got? Rams and Colts here. You bet on this Wednesday.
Yeah, you got some money coming in on Indianapolis. Like, this was opening, there was like 4s and 4.5s that were out there. Now we're down to 3.5 pretty much across the board. I think we might hit 3 at a couple spots by the end of the week here. The total, that's been going up, 47.5, now 49.5. Now the injury news is on the Indy side. Alec Pierce is in the concussion protocol, DNP today. Let's see how he progresses through the week, but that's not looking great if we're already starting off with a DNP while in the protocol. Kenny Moore, their slot corner, sounds like he's going to miss some time with a calf and Achilles injury, so that's the injury front there for Indianapolis. But at 3, I'm betting the Rams. At current price, though, I'll just pass.
I bet 3.5 with Indianapolis on Sunday night. I was actually surprised that it hasn't moved yet, and Femi's telling you that maybe it will. I do like the Colts getting more than a field goal. I think the number in the game should be 3. Drew Dinsick said yesterday, for what it's worth, he made the number 4. So I think you'll see people on both sides of this game. I just want to throw a prop thought out. If Alec Pierce doesn't play, we will be on A.D. Mitchell receiving yards over, as Mitchell would fill in on the outside wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. All right, let's try and roll through the whole board if we can here in the rest of the segment.
Yep.
This one's going to take a while. The Niners and Jaguars on Sunday in the Bay Area. This Niners injury report today is like a CVS receipt.
Yeah, it's not looking good. Of course, Brock Purdy is the big story with this game here. Limited at practice today, toe and shoulder injury. But the big issue currently this week for the 49ers is at wide receiver. Ricky Pearsall, DNP. Juwan Jennings, DNP. It's not great. Obviously, we already know Nick Bosa out for the season with a torn ACL. As right now, you see the Jaguars have been getting bet since open. And some of my money went to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I took some 4.5 on Sunday. I like Jacksonville quite a bit in this game. It's down to 3.5. I think we're going to end up hitting 3 once again. It popped earlier in the week, then it got bet, but I think we're going to end up closing like around 3 or heavily juiced 3.5. I like Jacksonville at anything more than a field goal, even if Brock Purdy plays. Give me the Jaguars. I don't care. I think this is a more competitive game than what the betting market thinks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If I love the Jaguars this year, this is good. We'll see what the injury report ends up looking like. I haven't bet the game yet. I think this point spread's crazy. Unless everyone misses the game and then it's okay. Otherwise, I'm just gonna, just for bleeps and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this number should be bigger than it is. I'm surprised that this is what it is. And maybe it's just injuries. We'll see. I have not bet the game yet.
I mean, how much is the drop-off from Purdy to Mac, you know, based on what Mac has done through the first couple
weeks? But we think Purdy's going to play, right?
Yeah, I would guess that this is like Purdy playing.
I mean, and it's three?
I mean, I don't think it's that nuts. I took 4.5.
I guess we'll find out. Ravens and the Chiefs Sunday in Baltimore. In Kansas City,
Kansas City, yes. The big news with this one is Nnamdi Madubuike for the Baltimore Ravens. He is likely out for this game and probably for the foreseeable future based on some of the quotes coming out of John Harbaugh from earlier this afternoon. He said he didn't even have the green light to talk about if this is long-term or not. That doesn't sound good. Big news, though, for Kansas City. Xavier Worthy, their wide receiver, hasn't played since opening night in Brazil. He practiced in full, so that's massive for the Chiefs as we currently hang out at Ravens 2.5 on the road. The total is up to 48.5. That's kind of where we've been hanging. I'm guessing this was just we're going to chill. Like, I don't think we're going to get to 3, because at 3, I think a lot of people are going to want to bet Kansas City, but at 2.5, I think we're just right. So that's where we're going to hang out.
Raiders and the Bears Sunday in Vegas.
This one is all over the place. You got pick. You got other team favored. Like, it's all over. BetMGM Chicago is your favorite. Other sports books, Vegas is the favorite. And there's a sports book that has a pick 'em. Total sitting at 48. The Bears injury report, not great. TJ Edwards, Kyler Gordon, Grady Jarrett, Colston Loveland, Darnell Wright, all DNP today. With hamstrings and knees and hips and elbows. That's where things are at right now for the Chicago Bears. I would guess that some of these guys are playing. It's more injury maintenance like your Grady Jarrett's of the world. But let's see tomorrow and on Friday what this actually is. At plus money, I like the Raiders. Anything other than that, I think it's just a pass. But plus money on the money line is how I'm going to look to attack this game.
One of the Bears beat writers said that the injuries were their neck, their back. Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football in Dallas.
Green Bay offensive tackle Zach Tom likely out with the oblique injury. That's a bummer for the Green Bay offensive line. The Cowboys might be getting some reinforcements in the secondary. Deron Bland, he was out on the practice field today. That's a good sign for him. I haven't seen any news on Trayvon Diggs for their corner, but obviously for Dallas, CeeDee Lamb, he's out. That's been known since Monday, dealing with a high ankle sprain. And right now, BetMGM is one of the lone sevens that's out there. This is 6.5 pretty much everywhere else. If you like Dallas, go ahead and make it legendary. But the total right now is at 47.5, a little bit of movement coming in on the under. My opinion with this game, let's see the injury report. But if it's a solid injury report for Green Bay and Dallas is just kind of iffy, 6.5 will be a bet for me. But as it stands right now, I just want more information.
Just to give my thoughts on a couple of these games, Raiders against the Bears will likely be the side that I'll be on. I'd like to pull the trigger on Dallas, but I don't. That's a tough button to click.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Just save your Sunday night.
I don't think I will. I want to. I'm actually going to do. I'm going to do a little work in the break on Niners Jaguars. I was really stoned on Sunday night when I was. Maybe I just made a mistake.
The pen be talking sometimes, and we know how it's mighty.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I tell you what, man, these dispensaries, man, these legal dispensaries, yeah, it's good stuff. Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. We take a trip to Bethpage Black coming up first. Gary Williams from the Golf Channel on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.